Doug, I guess big field day here today. Give us an idea. What was this all about here today?
Well, it's just an opportunity for our county extension faculty and our state researchers to showcase some of the research that's going on at our beef unit here in Marianna. Also an opportunity to just talk about some of the things we've learned about managing, whether it's our cattle or our pastures or selecting the right varieties, and an opportunity just to have some interchange. They also provided some safety training for handling of pesticides and CEUs for our local producers.
That's kind of how it broke down. The morning session basically looked at some of that, and the afternoon session more into the forage side of things, didn't you?
Right, right. So we looked at the newest oat variety and saw with our own eyes the difference in the disease resistance from the older varieties. We looked at the new rye variety that's been developed that has a different season of growth than our old 401. So, you know, those are some of the highlights of the forage part. I think this morning what we learned is that, you know, pregnancy testing that we've long known as a great management practice, now we have the technology to do a blood test, and how simple that is compared to having to have the skills to be able to palpate. Looking at the way we feed our cattle through the winter, we had a study where we looked at the use of a blend of triticale and ryegrass versus feeding hay in a supplement. And so just some good practical research that's ongoing, and to be able to share some of the data that we've collected and some of the management techniques that's been developed here at the station.
You know, and that's just it. I don't know. I realize guys realize it's here, but there's a lot of research efforts that go underway, and these research efforts go a long way, too, in helping producers not only right here in Jackson County, but across the state.
Right. I mean, this is clearly, it affects the tri-states area. I mean, we collaborate with Georgia and Auburn and Mississippi State, and, you know, it's all about trying to make our beef cattle and ranchers more profitable and helping them keep their costs down or improve the product they sell.
Obviously, your research efforts continue here, and you all do a lot of work. Is there some place when they can't attend an event like this, is there some place they can go and learn more about all this?
Well, certainly. You know, the University of Florida tries to highlight all of the research and management techniques on our EDIS website, edis.ufl.edu, and that's kind of the repository of all of our extension publications, not research, but fact sheets that have kind of the summary of all the research. We also produce yearly beef cattle research highlights that the Animal Science Department has available on their website.